from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. We could see record warmth for Halloween in New Jersey today with temperatures in the 80s, 70s for trick-or-treaters, but it doesn't mean the kids should be hanging around outside all hours into the night. Many towns have implemented curfews, some even into the weekend. They range from as early as 7 p.m. to as late as 9. Check with your local town to see if there's a curfew in place. A state grand jury has indicted 6 correctional police officers for the state in connection with an assault at a youth prison in Burlington County.
One state corrections sergeant is accused of spraying a young inmate with pepper spray at the Garden State Youth Correctional Facility in Chesterfield twice without cause on the same day in April 2020. 5 senior corrections officers are accused of helping cover up the incident, filing reports that said the inmate had been uncooperative. State Attorney General Matt Platkin says the alleged conduct is a discredit to every correctional officer who performs their duties with integrity. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
National polls call for a close presidential race next week. A new Rutgers Eagleland poll finds things aren't expected to be tight in the Garden State at all.
The poll finds some pretty comfortable leads for Democrats right now in New Jersey.
Seem to be that New Jersey will once again go in the blue column when it comes to the presidential and when it comes to the Senate and possibly a number of these generic down-ballot congressional races.
Ashley Koning, director of the Eagleton Center for Public Interest Polling at Rutgers, says nearly 8 in 10 registered voters claim that they're casting a vote in this election.
I don't think it's so much of a surprise that we're seeing some pretty high numbers.
The outlook on the nation is bleak. About 70% of Jersey voters believe the U.S. has gone off on the wrong track. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 9:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
This is going to be one of New Jersey's warmest Halloweens on record. We're staying completely dry. Great news for trick-or-treaters today. It'll be mostly sunny. High temperatures this afternoon, around 80 degrees. Even tonight stays mild and almost summer-like. Lows only dip into the 60s under partly cloudy skies. And tomorrow, it is a cold front day, but we will squeeze out warm weather for one more day. Highs mid-70s, a brief shower tomorrow morning, then clearing to sunshine. Stiff breeze making it feel a little blustery and kicking up the fire danger tomorrow, too. New Jersey weather made possible by Window Nation. Right now, buy 2 windows and get 2 free, plus pay nothing for 24 months. Hurry, sale ends October 31st, so schedule an in-home estimate at 866-90-NATION or at windownation.com.
Temperatures around the Garden State, we're getting warmer now. Hackensack's up to 54, New Brunswick 57, Evesham's 59. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.